You're listening to the Who Cares News for Tuesday, February 4th. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
So, some random facts for you this morning, because, you know, it's Tuesday.
Sure.
Hanging is still a legal form of execution in three states, Washington,
really?
Delaware, and New Hampshire.
Wow.
Yeah, they still, I wonder if they hang them out in the square. I don't.
Washington, Delaware, and who?
And New Hampshire.
Oh.
Now, I wonder.
They still hang in witches?
Yes. You've been to places, historical places, where there were gallows.
Yes.
Because this was a thing.
Stood on them.
This was, it's kind of spooky.
Yeah, you know? It is.
And then I'm reminded of the scene in
Hocus Pocus.
No, Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles.
I'm all booked up. I couldn't possibly squeeze them in till Monday. Texas,
yes,
is so big.
It is
that El Paso.
How big is it?
El Paso is closer to San Diego than it is to Houston. Is
wow.
that true? Is that no? That can't be true.
Maybe.
I don't know. Texarkana in the northeast corner of the state is closer to Chicago than it is to El Paso. When Marty Robbins was singing about El Paso, man, he was talking about another world. Oh,
one
my
of my
God.
All-time favorite songs in the whole wide world.
Yep. Half of the gold that's ever been found on Earth comes from Witwatersrand Basin in South Africa.
Okay.
The gold. That's where it's at. That's where it's all at.
So it wasn't California, huh?
No, it wasn't the 49er.
I'm
sad. Sad emoji. The tradition of bridesmaids all wearing the same dress goes back to ancient Rome. They'd all dress the same as the bride to confuse evil spirits that showed up at the wedding to snatch her away.
Oh, so the other ones are taking the hit saying, snatch me.
Take a hit for the bride. There you go. Some random facts for this Taco Tuesday. It is time for the Who Cares News. What is happening?
Well, I'm not too sure how you feel about this, but a couple of people are suing Madonna for showing up late to her concert last fall.
Oh.
Anyone suing Justin Bieber?
You know what? that's got me thinking. Go ahead.
Well, two disgruntled concert goers who plunked down hundreds of dollars to see what's her name?
Madge.
Material girl. They claim she didn't start performing until hours after she was supposed to take the stage.
Like, one of them was like, I don't know, a couple hours, right?
Well, one was supposed to kick off at 8:30, didn't start till 11:30.
Wow, that's 3 hours.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
come
disrespectful.
On now. I think that is, too.
It is.
And I mean, so maybe she was ill. Maybe she was
the only reason they're
drunk.
Performing is because of the people who paid tickets to see her.
Right. I know.
Yeah.
And it's not like she's like selling a lot of CDs these days.
That's true.
Nope. Well,
didn't
nobody's selling
to,
CDs.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's why they have to perform, because they have no other way to make money.
And that was in September. In October, she was 2 hours late to a show. There's a class action suit in Brooklyn Supreme Court
against
Madge.
Oh, man, I hope they win. I hope they win.
I hope they do, too.
Yeah, because this is, you're right, it's disrespectful.
Uh-huh.
And Peter Frampton's the same way. He's not late to concerts, but he'll stop performing if he doesn't like your demeanor in the audience. He'll just walk off the stage. It's like, hey, you know what? Who made you a star, idiot?
True.
Right?
That's right.
Come
Justin
on now.
Bieber. All right. Well, he had this string of he was just show up whenever he wanted to.
Yeah, but I think that was just because he was just
a punk.
I mean, with Madonna, you know what? I've heard stories about Madonna and champagne. That's all I can say is Madonna and champagne and
the bubbly.
Maybe she just wasn't ready
Madonna
to
and
sing.
The bubbly. Bubbly.
Maybe she had to sleep it off. I have to do that. After a big plate of tacos, I got to sleep it off. I'm no good after tacos.
No,
maybe that was it. Maybe Madonna was on the tacos that night.
Maybe.
It was like,
I say maybe you solved it.
Food coma. I can't go out there. I'm bloated. I shouldn't have had that 10th taco, man.
I need a colossal. What's the colossal? What's it called? They were two before a show. colonics. I need some colonics. The colonics man isn't here yet. Get the hose.
Oh, gross.
All right, so along with concert promoter Live Nation claiming false advertising and breach of contract.
Oh, they're
going
to sue them, too. Good. Uh-huh. Good for them.
So because of the late start time, concertgoers who were there under the age of 18 would have had to left the venue at midnight.
Yeah, because curfew laws, right?
So their tickets would be worthless, basically.
Well, yeah, pretty much. Well, they probably weren't worth much to begin with, because it is Madonna. Oh, didn't I say that out loud? Now, come on now. Madonna has not been Madonna since, like 1997, okay? She hasn't. She just hasn't. Okay? Sorry.
True. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
I mean, you know, mad talent, not the same.
No.
Not the same.
I don't know what the big deal was anyway. I really don't.
Oh, no, I do. Madonna was fantastic. No, she was great. Love Madonna from the 90s. Just not crazy
not
about
the 2000s.
The 2000s. No.
All right, Kimmy Kim is surprising fans with a little secret.
Oh, my God.
Despite living in her home for over 2 years, she's never once been in her pool.
Well, what are they called, Skims? I think she's not supposed to wear those in the pool. I don't think they're good in the pool water.
Well, really, all they ever do is sit by the pool and take pictures.
That's true.
Sit by the ocean and take pictures.
That's true.
Sit by the pools in other countries and take pictures.
Yeah, because you get wet, you're not very
attractive. I don't know if they actually go in the water.
Yeah, probably not.
Might
probably
melt.
Not. Might.
In a video that accompanied their cover story.
I'm melting. I'll get you, my little penny. Yeah, water's not good on witches.
Well, I hear they're still hanging witches in Delaware and New
yeah,
Hampshire.
Right. All right.
So stay away from those pools.
Watch out.
So in a cover story in Architectural Digest, Kim Kardashian West says Kanye couldn't find a spot in the backyard for a jacuzzi that was architecturally pleasing.
Oh, he probably had the room, but he didn't like where they wanted to put it.
I wanted a jacuzzi, and then everyone kept designing them off to the side. But the kids love to swim in a jacuzzi, so you said, no, the whole pool will be a jacuzzi. So they just keep it hot all the time.
It's Architectural Digest. That has got to be the plainest, vanilla-est, you notice what I said there,
vanilla-est
architecture that you've ever seen. If the Christmas trees were any indication, their house
the
is like
big tampons lining the wall.
White.
Yeah.
Just white. But we ought to check that out.
Sure.
Because that's us.
Why not?
We need to check that out. All right. Well, there you go. You know who I do know gets in the pool? Because I've seen it. On Instagram, Halle Berry.
Your girl, Halle Berry.
Boy, she gets in a pool.
Once she trains
me.
And
she doesn't melt.
Once she takes me under her wing and makes me her project, maybe I too will get in the pool.
She makes me melt when she gets in the pool.
I know she does. I notice it with the drool coming out of your mouth every day. It's like, oh, God, he's melting.
All right, that's it for us today. Back tomorrow with more frivolity. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.